You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
This was the moment. This was the time when we came together to remake this great nation so that it may always reflect our very best selves and our highest ideals. Thank you, Minnesota. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Yes, the blessed five-month primary season is over, and that moment was a long time coming for Barack Obama, and some could say he limped to the finish line, losing the South Dakota primary yesterday, even though he won Montana. Nevertheless, he ends up the campaign season with well over the number of delegates he needs to clinch the nomination and become, historically, the first African-American candidate to lead a major party into a presidential campaign. The speech last night in front of 30,000 supporters, 17,000 inside the hall, 15,000 waiting outside, was symbolic. It was in St. Paul, Minnesota, the site of the Republican National Convention in September. Rachel Stassenberger is covering the rally last night for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Rachel, the symbolism to the Republicans is one headline, but I suspect Barack Obama has to remake the Democratic Party before he begins to remake the nation. Thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
What did it feel like in the hall last night?
I think it was exciting for the supporters. There were certainly some Clinton supporters and former Clinton supporters there who were a bit disappointed. It was kind of a bittersweet day for them. But like in other places, Obama has really sparked an interest in politics from people who have never had one before, and you could feel that.
If it's the case that Barack Obama has some work to do to unify the party, and the Democrats in general have some work to do unifying the party, how is Minnesota's Democratic organization a good place to begin? Or maybe it's not. What do you think?
Well, one of the things that was interesting that came out of the rally last night is that Obama, after his speech that was broadcast all over the place, met privately with several of the Clinton supporters, the heavyweights here in Minnesota, to start to do that unity. And so I think in that way, they were willing to come meet with him. It included his campaign, Clinton's campaign director here in Minnesota, as well as state and local politicians. So I think he started that process here. And they were willing to listen, and some of them came away a little wowed.
And there were plenty of themes to listen to in that speech last night. Here's one from Obama's speech, and when we listen to it, I want to ask you how those themes are going to resonate across Minnesota. Here's Obama speaking last night.
At this moment, a moment that will define a generation, we cannot afford to keep doing what we've been doing. We owe our children a better future. We owe our country a better future. And for all those who dream of that future tonight, I say, let us begin the work together. Let us unite in common effort to chart a new course for America.
Great oratory there, a call for change, excitement in the hall. But is that theme going to make it all the way to November, Rachel, do you think?
Well, obviously, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Minnesota has gone Democratic every year since it voted once for Richard Nixon. So I think Democrats have the edge here. But I also think that in Minnesota, voters have proven that they're willing to vote for an alternative, that they're not necessarily just looking for something they've seen before. I think the theme of experience certainly works here as it does elsewhere. But remember, this is the state that voted for Jesse Ventura for governor a few years back. And so the idea of change and looking for something better really works.
You've said that Minnesotans were really liked, they really liked the message of hope that Obama has been spreading as he's gone through this primary process, and that particularly you were going to be looking at the size of the crowd, that previously he had brought in about 20,000 people there to come and watch him speak. This time he got more than 30,000 people. What does that say to you?
I think it says that certainly Minnesotans appreciated that they were at a moment in history. Some of the people in line who ended up coming in had waited for 12 hours. Some people started waiting the day before, and the police said, you got to move along tonight, but come back in the morning.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Well, I guess, you know, you'll be comparing the crowd excitement in September when the Republicans gather for their national convention, and we'll talk to you then. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Rachel Stassenberger is covering the Obama campaign for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. She was at that 30,000-person rally last night.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.